If it's hard to see God's goodness, well, that's one of the reasons he gave us the Bible. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever doubted God's goodness? I mean, after all, if you see all the bad things that happen in the world, it'd be pretty easy to think that he must not care about what's going on. But that's not the picture of God that we get in Scripture, and it's not how we see him working in our lives either. So let's get into it today with Rejoicing in His Goodness by G. Cam Congleton. In the goodness of the Lord I will rejoice. He has given life to me. His sinless sacrifice set me free. In the goodness of the Lord I will rejoice. In the grave his body lay, sin's ransom fully paid. In the goodness of the Lord I will rejoice. On the third day, hell did weep, death's final dark defeat. In the goodness of the Lord I will rejoice. May his grace be ever praised, oh, the glory of his ways. In the goodness of the Lord I will rejoice. In the goodness of the Lord I will rejoice. What comes to mind when you hear the words God's goodness? If I'm honest, I think of the times that God helps me out when I'm in trouble, especially if the problem was brought on by dubious choices of my own. I mean, don't get me wrong. Thanking God for his help in times of trouble is good. But in the scriptures that inspired this poem, I notice that God's word portrays his goodness as far more than his kindness or his help in trouble, though it is that. God's goodness is part of his very nature. We can read about that in Exodus 33:19 and Psalm 34:8. It is evidence of his unceasing divine work on our behalf, recrafting and redeeming all things for our ultimate deliverance from sin and all its effects. His goodness is his presence experienced in the midst of pain, or his restraint when we desire vengeance. It is his relentless, pure, and undying love, which is displayed on the cross, God in flesh, dying to conquer sin and rising again to restore all that was broken, shamed, or lost. God's goodness is the glory of this redemption, and glimpses of his goodness lie in every beautiful thing we experience, made not only to draw us to him, but to delight in through all eternity. Therefore, let us say with the psalmist in Psalm 118:1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. So let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. As you read today's scriptures, what are some ways you notice God's goodness portrayed? Consider taking a moment to praise God for his goodness to you personally and ask him to help you recognize the ways his goodness is made real to you. You could even write a letter, a poem, or song to God, thanking him for some of the ways you see his goodness in your life. Now, as you and I can read in 2 Chronicles 6:41, may your faithful people rejoice in your goodness. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Psalm 23, 5 and 6, and then Psalms 34, verse 8 again, Habakkuk 3, 17 through 19, and James 1, 17, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you ready to take the next step in your daily devotions? Then sign up for a free subscription to get the printed version of Unlocked sent to you. Once you have a physical copy in hand, you can set it aside with a real, actual Bible wherever you do devotions and build up to a daily habit. Get your free subscription at unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, while you might have gotten annoyed at Jesus if you were walking with him. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.